Hey, you, hope you had a happy Halloween weekend and you're ready to trick or treat yourself later today. Can't wait to see your costumes. I've already been loving some of the bald dude costumes I've seen, like the one from math teacher Allison Frank from Philly. And some of you have some serious vest game. We could be vesties. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10. Let's start this week off strong. The midterms are 1 week away. On November 8th, Americans will cast their votes for representatives in Congress and candidates for state and local offices. They're called midterm elections, remember, because they happen 2 years into a U.S. president's four-year term. Every 2 years, all 435 seats in the House of Representatives is up for election, while about a third of the 100-seat Senate are up for grabs. Many states have aligned their elections on this schedule, which means 36 governors, as well as various state officials, local positions, and government initiatives are on the ballot. The main question on everyone's mind is, will Democrats maintain control of the Congress for the remainder of this presidential term, or will Republicans take control of one or both chambers of Congress? Then, what about those races for governor and state legislatures? We'll hear now from CNN national politics reporter Eva McKinn on how the results of this year's election could impact the next 2 years of politics in America.
President Joe Biden needs Democrats to win in the 2022 midterms if he wants to move his policy agenda forward. Yet the president's party almost always loses seats in midterm elections. The party in the White House has lost seats in Congress in every midterm except for four in the last 150 years. And polls suggest that voters are disappointed in what President Biden and the Democratic majority have accomplished so far, which doesn't bode well for their 2022 chances.
And it's my hope that the 22 election will be a referendum on the performance of the current administration.
So what would Republican power in Congress mean? First, Biden's political agenda will be fully halted. He's already had a hard time getting much of his policy priorities passed. Democrats have a narrow majority in both the Senate and House. If they lose even a few seats in 2022, Republicans will take back power and stop Biden in his tracks. Of course, Republicans would then find it difficult to get anything passed and signed by President Biden. This all leads to gridlock on Capitol Hill.
10-second trivia. Which of these social media sites has the lowest character limit per post? Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or TikTok? The current limit for a tweet is 280 characters, far lower than the others, but changes may soon be coming for the Twitterverse.
Today is a day many people thought they would never see Elon Musk taking control of Twitter. Of course, the question now is, what is he going to do with the company, with the platform? He's expressed his frustration with how many fake accounts and bots are on the platform, so we could see him doing something with that. But he's also expressed discomfort about permanently banning people from the platform, most notably, of course, that former US President Donald Trump, who was kicked off the platform for good, we thought, after the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Musk saying, though, that he will not be making these decisions anytime soon. He is going to set up a council, he says, of experts who are going to advise on these types of decisions around speech, around what they should do about banning people or bringing them back. Within the company itself, speaking to people who work there today, a lot of worry, a lot of concern about what is going to happen with the company, but also what is going to happen with their jobs and their livelihoods. Tony O'Sullivan, CNN, Dallas.
Up next, we're headed to outer space. NASA's InSight lander, a robotic spacecraft designed to land on the surface of Mars, has completed its mission to map the planet and its interior. The latest mission found information that changes how experts view the formation of planets and their relationship to Earth. CNN space and defense correspondent Kristen Fisher is on the story.
Touchdown confirmed. Yeah.
3 years after NASA's InSight lander touched down on Mars, it has delivered the information that it was sent to collect from millions of miles away.
This is definitely the data that we've been waiting decades for.
For the first time, scientists have mapped the interior of another rocky planet. They discovered a thinner than expected crust, and the biggest surprise, a larger, lighter, and more liquid core than earlier estimates. For comparison, Earth's core is much more dense, meaning the Martian core is at least partially made of different elements.
Why is this important? Why should Earthlings care about the composition of Mars?
it allows us to take our theories of the formation of rocky planets in general, and the Earth in particular, and understand how our planet formed out of the initial solar nebula, how it changed from just kind of a ball of kind of gray, indistinguishable meteoritic material to the diverse planet we have today with oceans and continents.
On Earth, there are earthquakes, but on Mars, they're called Marsquakes. The InSight lander's cutting-edge seismometer spent 2 years measuring them and tracking those seismic waves as they rippled through the red planet, while NASA's other active robot is focused on the surface.
Halloween is upon us, and according to the National Retail Federation, Americans are ghouling all out, spending a record amount of money on Halloween this year, whether it's buying candy, costumes, decorations, or pumpkins to carve. Let's break down the economics of this year's Halloween. Spending is projected to hit a record $10.6 billion in 2022, and participation in Halloween-related activities will resume to pre-pandemic levels, with nearly 70% of consumers planning to celebrate. That's up from 65% last year, and even the 68% who celebrated pre-pandemic in 2019. But no matter how you spend your Halloween, one thing we can all agree upon is that not all Halloween candy is created equal, according to Candy Commerce.
I can't process that this is even candy.
I've never seen these before either.
You also might heave.
That's actually disgusting.
That is not great.
What you may love might not be somebody else's favorite, but there's something for everybody to enjoy. Each year we do over $4 billion in sales, and this year we are projecting about a 5% increase in chocolate and candy sales. For Halloween this year, the top three treats are chocolate, candy corn, which I know is controversial, and gummy candy.
I don't know why people hate on these so much. They're really not that bad.
Whether you love it or you, let's say, don't love it, candy corn is an iconic part of the Halloween season.
It is a direct link to the past because it is a nostalgia reminder of, you know, everybody always got candy corn and we always hated it, but we always ate it. Everybody can talk about candy corn. It doesn't matter where you are. You can start a conversation. Candy corn has become one of those commonalities.
It might just be a good memory and not a good reality.
Tootsie Rolls are all I see.
And people feel that really strong nostalgic tie to different treats. So there are plenty of treats out there that, again, are really innovative and exciting, but people also have that strong emotional connection to maybe something they enjoyed as a child or at a particularly exciting or challenging time in their life.
Circus peanuts seem like a mistake. I'm surprised they're still around.
You give what you remember from the past. You give what you can afford. They'll buy whatever looks familiar to them. Oh, yeah, I remember those Smarties. I'll take those. There are people who cannot afford to give out Haribo and full-sized Hershey bars to their community. It just doesn't work that way, but they want to have something to give, and this is what they can afford. We'll always have candy. There is something about candy and Americans that is just inseparable. We just have to have our security blanket of sweets.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, an Iowa dad going all out to freak out unsuspecting trick-or-treaters. Greg Dietzenbach created the Monstore. The seemingly normal door with a wreath comes to life with digitized eyes and furry arms, claws, and gnarly teeth. The fuzzy purple people eater was created by using a high-def TV for the eyes, cutting out door panels and using broomsticks for the arms, and a foam wreath with puppet-like strings for the mouth and teeth. And the result, a perfect 10 out of 10 on the Freakometer. All right, my sweet like candy, beautiful people, I'm wishing you a fantastic Halloween. Big shout out now to Rapid City, South Dakota, South Middle School. Rise up. Thanks to everyone for subscribing and commenting on our YouTube channel for your shout outs. Be safe, lovely people. Take care of yourself and each other tonight. Enjoy your day and your candy. I'm Coy, and this is CNN 10.